Hello and welcome back to Well Said. I'm Sid. I'm so happy you're here. I am so excited to just be back to more consistent podcasts that have purpose. And I just feel like I've really been enjoying recording again. I've been enjoying the podcast. You know, a lot of people don't know this, or maybe the listeners that are still here do, but Well Said used to be a different podcast, and we recorded like 160, I want to say, I think it was, episodes by the time we were done. And it was a long labor of love for like multiple years. In fact, I think that would make it 3 years of the podcast. So we did that thing for a long time. And I think at some point, inevitably, when you're doing something consistently, which is why I think I push people to batch record so much, is you need a break. And I needed a little bit of a break. So I'm like, I feel good being back on the podcast again. But today is a fun episode. I feel like today is going to be really just conversational about what I think about like the big brand breakdowns from Cozy. So that's really what today's theme is. What can you learn from a big brand and like a big budget? But today is not as much about big budget. Although Justin Bieber and Alex Earle have them, I figured why the hell would I not talk about what I'm seeing in the world of Coachella, brand launches with Real Actives, and just what information and important lesson can we learn from artists and personal brands that are in the eye, the public eye for a very long time, specifically Justin's, and then of course like Real Actives, which I made a video on this about my Two Sips and a Brand episodes that I'm going to be doing weekly. But here's what I think we should talk about. I want people to understand that Coachella is made for the big frickin' stage. It is about how can you wow the people there? How can you get loud? How can you be crazy? How can you, you know, get more viewers and more attention and more buzz and more conversation? Because thousands of people are watching you live. Thousands of people are streaming. People talk about Coachella. It is like the marketing. I mean, like throw money at the wall and hope it sticks for brands, for pop-ups. Oh my God, influencers. I mean, think about the budget that brands have for sending influencers. Anyway, I have never been. I feel like I need to go. I think that is a crime that I haven't been. But can I be so for real? I don't like tenting, and you can sue me for that. And I don't freaking care. I'm not a camper. And before you say that's really like bougie, touche, whatever, like I always feel like I can't say I don't like to camp. It's like, can't we say those things? Can't we be honest? Anyway, before you say like, that's like ridiculous. Everyone likes to camp, whatever. You should like to camp, appreciate nature. First of all, I do. Second of all, I stayed in the Boundary Waters for 8 days. 8 days. I didn't bring a pillow. I had a sleeping bag, one sweatshirt, because I literally could only bring like this weird bag. And I did not have a very good experience. I was with my ex-boyfriend's family, but let me just tell you, like camping is not on brand for me. And I don't pretend that it's gonna be. Like camping is most definitely off brand. It is not my vibe. I think it's a lot. And I've seen some videos, like there's some creators that post videos about like camping, and they show you the like full journey and their little toilet in the corner of their weird tent. Mind you, the tents are like either a tanning tent that they're using to like clean themselves up, or I had seen like, I call them like a vendor tent. I don't know what to call them. Like you're a vendor at like, I don't know, pop-up experience. I have them at my events all the time. Like somebody at like an art fair, and people are like sleeping under their tents. Like, I don't know. I can't tell if Burning Man or Coachella are more intense. I have no idea, but that's besides the point. The point being, besides all the brands that spend so much money there, and to be honest, I didn't see that much of. I think brands need to be really careful these days about spending so much on influencers. And because I really think like the loyal followings are coming from like more like micro influencers. But I don't think I'm seeing as much buzz anymore from like pop-up experiences. It's kind of like been there, done that. I think the mysterious things are a little bit better, which is why I'm going to talk about Alex Earle's company. But first I want to talk about Justin Bieber. And I feel like I love Justin Bieber, but I'm not like a One Less Lonely Girl. Like I don't have a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like I never had a poster, but I like him. I really, really, really like him. I like Justin Bieber. He's been through the freaking ringer. For a minute, he was giving Britney because he was like, I think, listen, take this with a grain of salt, but I think there was some Diddy stuff that happened. And all that to be said, his brand went from like the man of the hour, like the man, to like, you know, hitting paparazzis and getting angry, to going into like mental psychosis, supposedly. And Hailey Bieber, who gets so much shit, by the way, I feel like we need to leave her the hell alone. But all that to be said, I think he used to come out loud and proud. He used to be the performer. He used to be the puppet. And he's sung about that before. So the reason why this performance was so emotional and so just a masterpiece was because he wasn't allowing himself to be the puppet anymore. He was the creator of his own masterpiece. And that masterpiece was what he already had created. He basically went up there with a stool instead of these mass production of stages like a Sabrina Carpenter, like insert anyone that was there. I just love Sabrina Carpenter because shout out to my friend. She is her, one of her stylists. So she's like there talking about it all the time. I need to check in with her on how that was. But Justin Bieber quite literally logged into his YouTube Premium and like played alongside it, like an older version of Justin, a nostalgic version of Justin, the version of him, even like some of his videos from his past when he was recording for what do they call them? Auditions. He like sung alongside those first times that he sang that song, and his voice has changed and he has changed so much. And he just sat with that younger version of Justin, kind of giving that younger version of Justin a space to be present again within the new version of Justin, which is him today. And I feel like it was such a psychology, like understanding, like you had to really be like, what is he doing here with this art? And it was artistic. That man has been through a lot. And even from you seeing Hailey Bieber's post about like, we barely made it here. We're so happy to be here. Like, this was tough. You understand that this was a big deal for him. And I just think that what we can learn from Justin as brands, as personal brands, or as businesses, is sometimes nostalgia wins. Sometimes when you root back into your purpose, the fact that you are a beautiful singer and have already earned your space, you don't have to be a puppet anymore for him. That's his kind of message. People will really receive it. And they'll sit with you. And I think it was a way for Justin to be held and feel appreciated to be who he is today. I think he almost needed that. Like, he showed up as kind of the more grungy version of Justin in like a sweatpants, sweatshirt situation. His old music videos used to be like over the top, dancers, singers, stages, acting, which I don't think he ever wanted to do. And now he shows up as his authentic self. He came into it being like, this is actually my brand. I don't have to dance, sing, be over the top for anyone to see my skill. And I think there was a lot of pain in his old music and pain in all of that. And he just came into it like as him. Taking from that nostalgia, you know, people are over the overly edited stuff. Like, you'll even see the styles changes on social media and styles changing in ads. Like, people don't want too much going on. They're over the like over the top thing. Everyone just kind of wants to like ground back into being human. I mean, even you're seeing the shift down from lip filler and Botox and plastic surgery. Good time for me to get my boobs done last year. Nice. Okay. But just that shift is happening live. And I think his nod at that was, we don't have to do the most to be grounded and to be long-term successful. And I no longer do the most for anybody. I'm just going to do this for what's right for me and what feels good. And I'm going to acknowledge all the things that I used to do and acknowledge old Justin, where everybody, he got famous off of like YouTube and being found and discovered. And he was nodding back at that. So taking a nod from Justin to kind of like close that idea is really just, you can go back to your roots at any point. For a brand that got like really loud and really repetitive and like overly edited on social media, maybe you're making a shit ton of carousels and you're just like, we're coming out here, we're doing all these things. Sometimes just going back to the origin or the story or the look how far we've come kind of energy is actually going to be such a good tool. I've seen retro logos come back. I'm seeing lots of grounding colors. I'm actually doing a rebrand for a retreat place right now, and we went backwards. They were very modern as a retreat place, which used to be the vibe, but I stripped it back with helps of my designers, obviously. And we pulled it back to the neutral colors, to the colors of the land. And we didn't overcomplicate the messaging. It was just like, the land is here for you. The land is a safe space. Come and join us. Like, it calmed down. Like, I think we're seeing the world calm down. I think we're going to see a lot of like vlog style content coming back, coming along on the most unperfect things. And that's what people are going to find perfect in creating, whether it be literally like a LinkedIn post, whether it be posting in social, whether it be real life, whether it be just like you sharing and capturing your life. I think the imperfect is actually going to be much better received, especially in the world of AI, than the perfect. And I think that that's something we need to receive, is showing up is better than not being visible. That's what a lot of brands, I think, need to remember. Over editing and over explaining and over being loud when you're not actually loud is actually going to end up biting you in the ass, because people are going to be like, okay, that doesn't feel like you. Okay. Like, truly, if I think about Justin Bieber coming out on stage and being like loud and like, let's go LA, Palm Springs, ah, like that would be weird. That's off brand for him. Literally think about that costume that he did with Hailey Bieber. It wasn't a costume. Sorry. She dressed up. She was in a cute little red dress, I'm pretty sure. And then he was in a like mad happy hoodie, I'm pretty sure, and like weird, like bright colored Crocs or something like that. And like had his hoodie like zipped around his face, like just showing up and being him and like being unbothered because he's already proved himself. And his brand is now like, he wants to be left alone and he wants to just create. And that's what he was doing. It's like him behind the scenes. Another thing is, brands are going to have to shift into showing the behind the scenes, like meaning show us the creation of the commercial, not the like end commercial that's like so produced. Show us the behind the scenes of what it looks like in the office or who the people are, or like maybe even idea would be show the most unassuming jobs, like the intern or the people that are like, yeah, I just work here at the desk, or like I'm the janitor, or like somebody newer to the company and what they know about it. Like there's just these like mini series and things that you could show that are just less glam and a little more pull the curtain back. And I just think that that's going to do so much better. So really, truly, Justin is he's a brand genius. If anyone thinks otherwise, I think you need to open your little eyeballs. Everyone, you know, saying that he showed up lazy, he showed up like just, this was healing for him. Him playing his old songs, him singing along to his old songs, him meeting that person that's captured in video, right? Because video is about as real as we can get to the past, and being like, I'm here with you, buddy. Like, we made it. It's okay. Like, singing songs where he probably was in a terrible part of his life, and even though it looked great on the outside, and just being able to sit there and be on a stool and be enough to have that and earn that and be there is beautiful. It's actually kind of emotional when you think about it. So take that and run with it. I think it is incredible. I think he's incredible. I think it actually made me respect him so much more. And I think it made me realize like the people doing the most are kind of needing to try to like do the most to grab the most attention. And Justin basically made it clear, like, I don't need to grab your attention. I'm just here when you need it. And I am going to be here. And I'm not going to show up and do the most for you, but I will be here for you, if that makes sense. So brands can take a little page from sweet Justin's book. Now, I'm going to shuffle over to just this Alex Earl. I mean, I'm not going to talk about the Alex Earl and Alex Cooper drama. If you want to do that, go to TikTok. I saw a post about this and I was like, oh, I should mention this on the podcast. If you are spending so much time consuming Alex Earl and Alex Cooper content over and over and over again, waiting for there to be more drama, what if you spent that time doing something for yourself to make yourself better, to create content, to put yourself out there? Think about that for a second. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, just food for thought on that. But what I wanted to say about Alex Earl before this drama came out, right? I'm talking about, and I don't know what's going on with the drama, so I'm not even going to talk about it, but Alex Earl did something pretty freaking incredible. And I talked about this on Two Sips and a Brand. She launched her Real Active Skincare. But what you can learn from Alex Earl is much deeper than launching a skincare brand and being strategic on your brand deals. Okay. This is her skincare brand. Now, if you know one thing about Alex Cooper, you know that she has had skincare issues ever since she started creating content. We literally got to know Alex Earl in her bedroom, in her dorm room, by having skincare issues. She would talk about how she's covering up her acne, how she has filters on, how she's insecure about her skin, how she's going out causes her skin to break out, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So we've been coming along with her since she was at school, right? So years and years and years of repetitive content. There's a theme there, right? Repetitive get ready with me's, repetitive stories, repetitive being vulnerable. So now fast forward, she's been on Dancing with the Stars. Now she has a reality TV show. She's doing all of these things. The coolest thing about this is Alex Earl, I know she knows she's an influencer, but she doesn't, in my opinion, ever make it feel like she's separate from you or she's too cool for school. And that's a huge piece of it. It's like, I'm not better than you. Like, and I think a lot of the times when we see a personal brand or people who are trying to prove that they're going to like give you value, there sometimes is this misinterpretation of I need to brag or I need to create separation. When in reality, like, it's not the separation that's going to make you powerful. It's the making people feel like you and I are close, but like I am going to lead you instead of you and I are so separate. you little person down there, like, you got to get your ass up and come work with me. See how that message is just not received? So she's done a really good job of keeping us with her, even as she's grown, even as she was honestly kind of always unattainable because she's been well off doing her thing with her family, was always going to be kind of like in the public eye, I think, for as forever. It's just so happened that it happened and the influencer world popped off and so to speak, whatever. So she starts this skincare brand. Now, why do I respect this launch so much? I respect it because, number one, she launched it as a puzzle piece discovery experience for other creators who also have skincare issues. So instead of saying, I'm going to launch a skincare brand and I'm going to give this to the most famous, most like large, loud, pay them influencers in the world, she instead said, I'm going to launch this from my heart and I'm going to send some little like sneak peeks to people in my circle who also have skincare story or, you know, skin issues or stories on social media about it. That's badass. Okay. The reason being is that speaks louder than the use of paid media influencers. Okay, cool. So, all right, sick. She did that. Then she also featured smaller creators like that would change their life. Being on featured on Real Active's page when there's a shit ton of buzz coming to the page. So she did a photo shoot with some smaller creators and had them on her Instagram. And they're there and they're like showing they're using the skincare and it's helping their skin issues. And they've got skincare stories. Again, I think they were all New York influencers. I don't really know why that would be. I think she's from like New Jersey, but they were all like 13K, 2K like followers on that page. That's so freaking cool. She literally said, let me boost you guys. And then finally, the last two other things were she had a Coachella house and she had a launch party. And usually what we see for launch parties is they're loud. They're how many people can we get to come? I mean, think if you want to Google one, like 818 invited all the any like pop-up experience they're having, they're inviting like every single influencer they can think of. Everyone's required to post. Everyone has to like do a certain thing. I get it, right? You need to get buzz out. But what she instead did is she gave us an eye into her support team and system. She said, I'm going to host a launch party. I'm going to make it like the most fun thing for me. My little brother is there. He's cheering me on. My little sister, she's got like her whole family and friends there. And there's not really like a big influencer in sight because that wasn't the point. The point was to celebrate Alex Earl for growing and being grounded and being still a really powerful influencer. Again, this is pre any of the issues with Alex Cooper. I don't know if it's like political related or whatever it is, but I'm nodding at her for doing it really, really right in the influencer space and with the brand launch space. Now, with the Coachella house, she also just invited her friends and she vlogged it like saying like, I'm just going to do this for my friends. I'm pretty sure they're going to have it in the documentary, which is like kind of another level of expert marketing genius, but we'll get to that when the Netflix show comes out. She had all of her friends come to the stay at the Coachella house instead of these big influencers. Again, her real friend group. And what we're seeing now is real ass friend groups being captured are actually way, 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 way more impactful, powerful, credible than fake friend groups, a hodgepodge of big influencers trying to be friends and like make content together because they're like, ah, I don't know you, but like, let's all drink and let's party, right? It was a real friend group hanging out, having fun by the pool, jumping in the jumpy house, celebrating like, holy shit, how sick is this? Instead of saying like, as we probably can assume, Alex Earl is loaded beyond loaded. Like she doesn't have to think this is cool. She's been to a Coachella house before, but she's like, this is my house. This is my product. I just launched something. I cannot even believe it. Look at all my friends. Like come celebrate, have a party with me. That's a cool ass nod to being human and having a real friend group. And that content performs 10x better than content of fake friends. I mean, look up the Tarte trips, look up anything that you want to look up. Not shade to those guys because it still gives them a lot of good credibility, but it's more of like they show up individually, like do what they're supposed to do, make the content they're supposed to make, and it's less credible. Whereas like we want to watch what Alex Earl's doing with her friends because we're so used to seeing her create content, talk about her friends, talk about her nights that we get to actually see it. See how that correlation is happening? Final thing I'll say about that. Alex Earl was creating the desire for us to have something more from her from the beginning. She built the brand before even having the brand. And that's why I always say, start posting the content, start creating before it's like the right time, because she created that brand when she was 18 to 22, whatever, in college from her dorm room, creating videos of getting ready and covering her acne and talking about her bad skin concerns, all of those things. She literally lived, breathed, embedded herself into a brand that she was going to later create. So by the time her followers saw Real Actives, they already wanted her to have a skincare brand because they trust her, because they know it's been her story. So that's like something to think about with brands. If you're getting all of this, it's like authenticity, real friend groups. You're finding that like it's more about intimate and like powerful instead of like biggest brand names and influencers coming to do my brand things, like make it more impactful. Like, for example, I went to an event for Duke Cannon and their Target launch for one of their like perfume products or, you know, cologne products. And instead of giving it all to like big influencers, they gave it to influencers in Minneapolis and their significant others. And I said, hey, can I bring my dad? Is that okay? And they're like, absolutely, because Jordan was out of town. And that felt like it did more because those guys, none of the guys there were influencers. I mean, like their partners weren't. And we got to bring our significant others or fathers and like have that intimate experience together. Like, yeah, still an influencer event because they, but I'm like, I'm friends with one of the people that works on the team. It was smaller. It was cool. It was energized. And it kind of was like a come along with me on a date night versus like come to me to this brand event, insert ad, hashtag ad, right? So taking that from what Alex has done is like a huge thing. Is like, if you're building a brand and you plan on doing something with it after, I don't care if it's like a course later on, I don't care if it's a product. I don't care. Like, I'm going to give you three or four examples that are just like randomly coming to mind. Let's say I'm a supernatural like person and I like hate that there's fragrance and everything. And I hate that there's, you know, I'm cleaning up my house and I'm like throwing away products and I'm throwing away all these bad things that are for you. When I come out with a all natural candle company later on, I've already lived the brand. I've already showed you what happens when you get rid of icky products and like what happens to your skin or your body or how good I feel. And then insert my candle brand that's all natural. Another one that I'm just trying to think of is for somebody who maybe wants to end up teaching about mindset, and you don't have to know what's at the end. Alex Earle cannot sit there in her dorm and say, oh yeah, I knew I was going to start a skincare company, but she's damn glad that she shared the authentic version of herself and that version of her that was imperfect, right? What if you share that you've had, let's say, a lot of shitty jobs and you've like quit a bunch of times and you're on the hunt for the right one and it's been really such a grind, but like come along with me on my like job search journey, and you do that like 100 times, you know, like you're get ready with me or come along with me or whatever. And then you teach a course on how the fuck to get the job because you've done 100 interviews and you've gotten like, you went from getting no jobs to getting 1 million jobs and like offers, let's just say. That feels like the right move, but you're not going to know that you want to do that until after. And the other flag is a lot of people creating brands or personal brands, they think this is very backwards. This is a backwards way of thinking. I want to make this thing, and now I got to figure out the content to do. And that is like the epitome of that's not going to work, in my opinion, for personal brands or a brand. Let's say I came out and I was like, I want to do an AI course. And I'm like, how the fuck am I going to promote this to my people? Shit. Okay. I've never talked about AI to my audience. I've never talked about it to my family. I've never done any informational things on it on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, shorts, nowhere. Nowhere does it exist. My email list doesn't know about that I like AI. You are going to struggle. So instead of doing it that way, first of all, you'd have to create a whole content campaign about that and like trickle it in and then like really be okay with that. Your audience isn't going to care about AI for a while because you don't have the right audience, right? Instead of doing that, live your lived experiences, live what's actually going on, and then create something that backs into that thing. It's going to feel organic. It's going to come. I promise you, if you just start living your personal brand, living your authentic story, showing the unperfect, like imperfect times, you are going to have a story to tell and a product to produce or create or give. So follow that. And I promise you, you're going to feel better. I hope you learned something from that. I love these, like this idea of having episodes about like what you can take from big brands, because I've got lots of opinions on these things. There's always a brand doing something. And I just think with the way that I've evolved in my brand and being a brand expert and helping founders and brands who I think should have the right eyes on them be an eye catch, an eye stopper, and say the right thing, I truly believe that this is going to be fun and you can learn and take something from this. So all that to be said, guys, if you're listening, I am launching this cohort. We actually pushed it back 1 week because I have to travel for a work experience that I will end up capturing on social. So follow me on Well Said Sid if you haven't already, and I will be capturing that week that I'm going on. I fly tomorrow, but we pushed it back a week, which means there's still time to join the cohort if you're hearing this. And it's before, I think it's April 27th. So join me in the cohort. I'm teaching you how to build a personal brand. That's literally what I'm doing. Giving the tools, the resources, the research that we've done, identifying your core story, your pillars, your way forward, your through line. And it's alongside other founders. I'm keeping the group under 30 people. So we are almost filled, and I don't want to make it very big. And I want people to be in there who are really looking for something to create and want to step into that. So I'd love to have you. If you're just here for something free, I've got my newsletter and you can find it in my link in bio and you can join. And I'm going to be giving away a lot of free stuff on there. It's kind of going to be my like internal thoughts for the week. I'm going to send it every week. Going to give you tools, going to give you like prompts that I'm giving away, little bio hack, things that I'm learning as I go about being an expert on your personal brand and your social and your brand's brand, right? It doesn't have to be personal. So very excited. Happy to be back. Happy to be back on the mic of Well Said. And I will see you next week. Love ya. Bye.